Welcome to Nomad Moving Day. I've moved. We are now on the west side of Quartzsite, a few miles west of Quartzsite. I was up on the north side of town, 15, 20 miles from here. Got a friendly visit from the ranger because my 2 weeks at that site turned into close to 3 months, so it was time to go. Very nice conversation. Very grateful for that conversation because I was almost surprised to realize that I was kind of rooting there, you know, sort of putting down roots, literally. Grateful for the community, grateful for solid friendships. Hopefully, wherever we end up, we stay in contact with all the people that I got to know over there. And as I set up my new campsite, I'm going to talk about something I really didn't want to talk about, which I would simply call the uncertainty principle. That's not a word, so it's really the principle of uncertainty in this uncertain world that we are now living in. As I set up the campsite, going to hear the noises of me pulling the rugs out, opening and closing the door, and so on and so on. But I want to do this. I wasn't going to, but I saw an article, you know, on CNN. So I don't watch CNN. It's just one of the sites I visited. And one of the things they were talking about in this story was that people today are struggling with uncertainty, struggling with the uncertain nature of the reality that we're living in as we speak, right? I think we all understand what that means. Wasn't going to do it. And when I saw the article from CNN, I decided, wow, that's kind of confirmation. And I've struggled with the subject because I, you know, it's kind of right on the border of current events. But there's some ties to travel. So we're going to talk about that in podcast 1039, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Hey, I've got some people to thank. As you know, you can make a donation to the Bob Davis Podcast on the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. You just look for the picture of mobile podcast command in the right-hand column, and then you scroll down just underneath that, and you're going to see a big yellow donate button. And a couple of people have said to me, hey, you should let people know they can make a regular donation. They can set up an automatic payment on through PayPal. It's right there as an option. And I gotta thank Todd Myers, one of my old great workmates back from St. Louis, and he lives in Dallas now. And he set up a regular monthly payment of whatever $10 or whatever it was. That's pretty cool. And I was advised to let people know that they can do that. Also, want to thank Tony Kiefer, one of my old networking buddies, and an avid overlander. So these are the people that just drive off into the, you know, wilderness and go way, way back up in there. And they have four-wheel vehicles and tons of really cool gear. And he was like, yeah, there's going to be a big convention in Flagstaff in May of overlanders. And, you know, the vehicles are really cool. That's the thing I like about it. They've got these vehicles that do crazy things. And I love those guys. So thanks, Tony. I really appreciate that. Also, Jeffrey Dunn, thank you as well. And Toby Meyer. And I don't know Toby Meyer, so he sent me $100. And thank you very much for that, Toby. So thanks again to everybody for donations. And thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts. We are on Spotify, which my experience has been it's a great platform. Also, off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, you can subscribe there. If you really want to help the podcast, please subscribe to the Bob Davis Podcasts at iTunes. That really helps. And of course, the podcasts have always been available at iTunes and all kinds of other places. Audible, Alexa, Google Podcasts, you know, Spotify, and on and on. Hey, the last time I talked about 36 Lynn, you know, and I'm an idiot because I should know this. I lived in the neighborhood for many, many years. Lynn Lake neighborhood in Minneapolis. 36th and Lynn is at the intersection of 36th Street South and Lyndale Avenue in South Minneapolis. if you went to 36th Avenue, I don't even know if there is a 36th Avenue, so I'm sure people in Minneapolis listening know. Here's why I like these guys. First of all, it's an independently owned and operated community-focused refueling station. They're at 36th Street South and Lindale Avenue in Lynn Lake. And the other thing is, the store is the really cool thing. I mentioned, you know, I love Epinanas, and they're so good. They're little meat, miniature meat pies, basically. And they have them there. So they've got a very high-quality empanada in a bag. You can buy a bunch of them. That's the kind of stuff they have in there. Great coffee, great candy selection. Stop by, fill up, get something. Get some empanadas. 36 and Lynn. Next time you swing through South Minneapolis, you need gas or a cup of coffee or some empanadas. For more info and great 36 Lynn events, check them out online at 36lynn.com or click on their banner at the top of the page, thebobdavispodcast.com. Thanks, Lonnie, for your business. Really appreciate it. A little prologue. So it is now February. And obviously, February in Arizona means that the sun starts to get a little bit warmer. We start to see a little bit higher temperatures, but I relate it to the beginning of February, more the middle of February. If you're up north, you will notice that the sun is actually warm. So in December, when you have the windows up, obviously, January, you're driving around in 8 below 0 weather, and it's super cold. You don't feel any warmth from the sun at all. I don't know why. When you get to February, you start to feel, even with the windows up, you can feel the intensity of that sun. So we are happily hitting February. The Chinese New Year is upon us. So in some ways, the astrological community says this is the beginning, the actual New Year, not January, that astrologically speaking, things are going to start moving now as we get into February. So we'll see if that's true. As I said, I wasn't going to do this podcast on this subject. I guess I was going to look for something else. But what I've been doing lately is, you know, really paying attention intuitively to these thoughts that I have and deciding I'm going to go ahead and do a podcast about that and not worry about every podcast being this, that, or the other thing. Sometimes they're workaday podcasts. Sometimes they can be, you know, the kind of podcast that I go, wow, I really like that. Sometimes it's just, this is what's going on. But I got confirmation to do this podcast from that article I saw on the CNN website about the uncertainty of modern life and how people are suddenly very uncertain about the future. And you see it in various polls, consumer confidence, or you can hear it with people that are saying they've had it with this whole COVID thing, and they don't sound real confident or even optimistic about the future. And one of the reasons I hit the road is that pretty much every day is different. Even when you're seated, you know, rooting in one spot for a relatively long period of time, and this just this last little spate from November to the end of January, I'd never just stopped and camped in one spot. In fact, I had never set up my camp and left camp to go to the store, you know, and come back. So all of that was a new experience for me. And, you know, obviously uncertain, let's just say that, about leaving my camp to go into the store to get whatever. And it was kind of like living in a town in a weird sort of way. And you know, we developed a community, and that I'm very grateful for that because it was really a cool thing. But all that was different from what I've been doing, which is traveling across the country willy-nilly and in a huge hurry. And it reminds me that we live in an uncertain reality. We live in an uncertain world. It's just that out here, we've embraced that uncertainty. And, you know, it doesn't take long to reach that state of embracing what you don't know is going to happen. When I left the old campsite, we didn't really say goodbye. Now, I'm not that far from those guys, and so they might come down and visit, or I might go back up there and visit, but we don't say goodbye out here. We say see you down the road. because often we do see each other down the road, even if we don't plan it. So staying in an area for a time requires this process of building up and tearing down, and now I'm building up again as we speak. Sometimes it's because you want to. Sometimes it's because you have to. You know, you're asked to move on for whatever reason. You know, it's sort of a loose rule and not always enforced, the 14 days, 15 days on a Bureau of Land Management land, and you're supposed to move on to give other people a chance. So there's a great fire pit at my old place that someone's going to very much enjoy that I built up. So, and I think this embracing of the uncertain is true of all of us. We just don't realize how tentative and how uncertain life actually is when we are back in this world of permanence, what we perceive as permanence, homes and concrete driveways and stores that are always there and so forth. But on the road, it's an everyday thing. And I was thinking about this earlier. We all have little things that I have a certain kind of smoothie that's unavailable right now. I have to order things online, and I have to be close to someplace where I can get things sent, and I have to be close to certain kinds of banks, or I have to look at certain kinds of banks to deposit checks and things like that on the road. Things that I took for granted back in the rest of the world. But even in the land of permanence, what I refer to as back in the world, there is a root of uncertainty in society now. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the second half of this podcast. You've heard me talking about exercise. You've heard me talking about BU Enterprises. This is the company that helps people with exercise wherever they are, whether they're at their desk or on the road. When it's difficult, that's when you need to exercise. That's when you need to stretch. That's when you need to do all those things. BU Enterprises has a whole toolbox of things that will help you be yourself, help you be free, will give you a moment during the day of peace and perhaps some meditative opportunities. And Juliet from BU Enterprises has assembled a team, and they are great. I did a couple of sessions with her using Zoom. You can use Zoom or whatever you have, you know, FaceTime. And it was actually really helpful. We were able to do exercises in this vehicle. So a lot of stretches and things that I wouldn't normally be able to do. Used to do yoga almost every day, and I'm really missing it. So I appreciate BU Enterprises. Check them out online at buenterprises.com or click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. The roots of uncertainty now. I mean, in a sense, they're obvious to all of us. And the way I explain it, the way I would say it, might not be the way that you would say it, but I say it by simply saying that I noticed this years ago that maybe it's just experience and age, but one of the things that I realized at a certain point in my life is that institutions really work to project an air of competency and confidence. We got this. We got you. I mean, those are like advertising slogans these days. But what have we learned? We've learned that that is not really true. From supply chains, shutdowns, lockdowns that work or don't work depending on who you talk to, masks or no masks that don't work depending on who you talk to. Everybody's got their own data. Everybody's got the explanations. One guy, even the guy that everyone listens to, says this, and then 2 months later he says that. Birth rates have even started to decline worldwide, not just in the United States. And in particular, let's, you know, talk about a pandemic that is obviously taking lives. And we don't know with what's going to happen with people who have long-term effects, whether they're going to be around forever. And at the same time, birth rates have plummeted over the last couple of years. There aren't a lot of pregnant women these days. I mean, they're out there, but women, I think, are worried if they get pregnant, their child is going to be affected. And I'm not saying whether it's true or it isn't true or what it does or it doesn't do, because I don't know. And that's part of the uncertainty. You hear all these conflicting statements, and the overall effect is people start to lose faith in their institutions, institutions that people had already started to lose faith in across the world and across this country a long time ago, years ago. And maybe it was rationalized or explained away, which is rationalization. But now you really can't ignore it. It's pretty obvious to me that, and this is just my takeaway, I don't think they really know what they're doing. I think they want us to think that they do. I think all these conspiracy theories about dark, you know, cavernous, black onyx conference rooms with people wearing hoods and everything else, we used to joke about, if you believe that's true, then they are these brilliant people that know what they're doing and all this other stuff. I think they're just bumbling along, and I think that's another root of uncertainty, and that's not an editorial judgment. You know, there's a whole list of things that are uncertain. Vaccines, and this is happening because of this, and this is happening because of that, and that's causing this. And even in the nomad world, we might have to learn to operate with even more stealth, because we don't want our vehicles to become prisons. We don't want our way of life to become prisons like the cities seem to have become, depending on who you talk to. But when we listen, experience, share our experiences, learn, appreciate other people, appreciate what we're learning from other people, appreciate resources that people provide without being asked, when we teach what we know and realize what this experience is all about, well, then the uncertainty doesn't even matter anymore. I think, but I do this for sure, and I've gotten more and more like this. I don't want to react. I want to act. So I want to observe and orient and make a decision and then act on that decision when I'm required. And I want to be able to do that quickly without reacting to something. I call that the OODA loop. That's what it's called. I noticed that somebody on Instagram or something, it's some coach, had this game called Observe, Orient, Decide, React. It's not react. That completely obviates the whole concept of the OODA loop. It's observe, orient, decide, act. You're not reacting when you do that. You're observing and you're orienting to the new reality. You're making a decision about what you're going to do, and then you're acting. And this is how we have to live out here, whether we know it or not. And I think it's how we have to live increasingly, because I don't think the uncertainty is going away. You guys know that I pay a lot of attention to the economic stuff, just because it's fascinating and interesting to me. And every day, there is more and more uncertainty concerning what's going on and how it's to be dealt with and so forth. I think a lot of people think we nomads are crazy. Touched. Why are you doing that? What on earth are you thinking? What's wrong with you? You know, are you okay? And maybe we are crazy. In fact, we joke about how crazy we are. Hey, fellow crazy people, what are you up to? On the other hand, I found something highly elemental about this lifestyle, where we are adaptive and creative and courageous and even ingenious. Some of the things that I've seen, some of the vehicles I've seen, some of the way people do things out here are truly ingenious. So I feel like I don't feel that this is an escape so much as this is running to something. Maybe it's a process, living on the road. And it ends with a new orientation and a place to live. Maybe it's just forever, which wouldn't necessarily bother me. And I've talked a lot about, you know, people say, you know, there's different options in terms of podcasts and YouTubes, you know, for people that want to do this. Some of them are instructional. Some of them are opinionated about what kind of things you have to have. I've done podcasts about that. You know, everybody has a different opinion about whether those things are valuable. I would imagine some people have found instructional YouTube videos valuable. But what fascinates me are the processes that we go through, because you have to let go of the old world if you want to really enjoy this. So this gets back to this adaptive, creative, courageous, ingenious approach to really living as opposed to going through the motions. This is not a judgment, but this is my own experience. So you have a job. Every 2 weeks you get a paycheck. Usually it's direct deposit. So you don't really think about what's going on. Now, I came up in radio, and of course, radio is a very uncertain environment. You get fired. I talked to a guy, a good friend, who, he retired, and he's not 62, let's just put it that way. And he said, it's one of the reasons I didn't get married and have, we got married, but he said, it's one of the reasons I didn't have a family, because I could never be certain of my future. Well, I mean, that's the entertainment business. You kind of got to get, it's showbiz. You got to get used to that. Plans change, goals and things shift, and people get fired. That's just how it is. Whether you're making movies or doing radio or music or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, there's always issues. And a lot of times people leave because of creative issues, or somebody has creative issues with them, and everybody's crazy. So adapting to this life is really not that much of a challenge for me, because I came from a crazy background to begin with. But you go through the motions on a day-to-day basis when you have a job. And radio is kind of a weird business, because it's like a blue-collar gig. You know, you're working at the radio station, and you go down to the station and you do your thing, and every couple of weeks you get a paycheck, and you go to the grocery store and you get your money, and, you know, you live your life, and it is uncertain. You do it because you love it, you know. So I understand this concept of going through the motions, and I would sit in my neighborhood back in the world on the hill, and I would look at all the houses and think, you know, how many of those people, how many people live in this neighborhood? This was their parents' house, and they're here, and they're raising their kids, and, you know, they met their wife at college or at high school, and married their college sweetheart or their high school sweetheart, and raising their family and doing their thing in this house, in this, where they live, and it has a feeling of permanence. But I can tell you that life, wherever you are, and I think we all know this, it's not like I'm preaching something that no one's ever heard before, is highly uncertain. People get sick, people have accidents, houses burn down, people get fired, things happen. And you when you're used to this concept of permanence and certainty, that kind of stuff can really rock a person. They say that divorce, getting fired, and obviously death are the three big things in life that people struggle with. And we are awash in social media memes that I wish I would be able to, you know, give you some of them off the top of my head, but they are virtually unmemorable. You cannot remember them. Because I read these memes. LinkedIn is famous for a lot of these supposedly motivational memes, which essentially are meaningless. I often read them and go, what does that mean? What is that supposed to mean? So I don't have any memes for you. I just see an increasingly uncertain world, and I don't think that's going to change. I think we're entering a period of great uncertainty. I think for those of us who are adults today, maybe our kids or maybe our grandchildren will be able to live in a world of quote-unquote certainty again. But life itself is uncertain. And one of the things I think about traveling is that you really become quite aware of how uncertain things are. And we can worry about it. I can worry I'm going to blow a tire. I can worry I'm going to have to get a new alternator. I can worry I'm going to put 30 gallons of gas in my vehicle. I can worry about a lot of things. I can worry about whether or not I'm going to have enough money to get food. But you reach a certain point where you don't worry about it. And everyone I've met, they really aren't worried about stuff because they've learned if they're doing this consistently and they're doing it full time, they've learned you just roll with whatever's going on. You adjust to it. You make a decision about what you're going to do about it, and then you do it. And I think that's kind of a natural way of living. And I think it's people are like, how can you stand da 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 da? But that's the essence of it. That's what keeps it interesting. That's what makes the vibe different every single day. I was unhappy that I was going to have to move. And I had all this stuff laid out just the way I wanted it. And, you know, I was going to have to break all that down and put it in the truck. And it's dusty and clean the truck out and do all this stuff. And just, okay, today's the day. Pack everything up. Let's go. Piled everything in the truck, including my four boxes of wood, and rolled through town and went to the store and took a $10 shower and changed my clothes and headed up here. And now I'm in a completely different environment. I've got mountains I'm right at the foot of some mountains. It's great. Putting all my stuff out, as you can hear. And already I feel like I'm home. And I feel very comfortable in this spot. It's kind of the high ground. Got a nice fire pit here. So there's a lot about this life that I wouldn't trade because there's a sense of growing and learning and getting better and better at this, dealing with rolling with the punches and functioning in an uncertain environment. It really is like peeling an onion. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. It comes down to the individual. What a person has in terms of gravitas or grit to do this or that. And the most unlikely people that you meet have really demonstrated this grit. People that if you looked at them, you would not think that they had it. And again, it was always that way back home. But I just didn't feel it. And when I stop and settle in, I start to lose it again. So, you know, the principle of uncertainty, as we are practicing it now, says it's not likely to get certain anytime soon. We don't waste time trying to figure out why. Certainly we have conversations, but I don't care why. Because this is a reality that we're dealing with, and we're dealing with it everywhere. It's just the way it is right now. And I think that there's getting good at handling that is a huge strength. And, you know, if things get solid and certain, well, I'll probably still be out here. It'll just be a little bit easier. Well, I'm going to close like I always do with a quick reminder about foreign manufacturing. So in this uncertain time, it's often been said, and I think it's great advice, start companies, provide a service, provide a product, take your money, buy assets. Saw a thing last night, some guy talking about how, you know, the top 1% this and the top 1% that. And I have heard it said more than once. If you want to be, you know, part of the 1%, let's say, you have to do what they do. What do? They start companies. They provide services or products, and they buy assets. And that's generational wealth. So how do you do that? Well, you come up with an idea, and you actually find someone to manufacture it. Why American manufacturing, Bob Davis? Because it's not going to get stuck in a container sitting in Long Beach Harbor, right? You're making it in the United States. So if you're looking for a manufacturing company in the United States, consider Depot Star. They're all about American manufacturing. It's a company with an inventor's heart. The guy that started that company is an inventor, so he understands if you're inventing something, what can be done, how it can be done, and they understand your particular challenges as an inventor or producer. Remember, DepotStar, American Design Engineering and Manufacturing. Visit them online at DepotStar.com. That's DepotStar, DepotStar.com. Well, one great thing is I approach these podcasts with a little bit of trepidation every time. I want them to be different. I struggle. I was going to do one about the RV show. I will hit that in the next podcast. Went to the RV show. I'm not going to talk about it now, but drew a lot of conclusions from that as well. And we'll talk about that in the next podcast. But every now and then, you know, I have one of these thoughts that I feel like I can build something out of it, and I hope that people get something out of it. I don't know what your reaction to uncertain life these days is, but I think we're all experiencing that. Thanks for listening to Podcast 1039, The Principle of Uncertainty, the Bob Davis Podcast.
Mosoma, mosoma.